Helping Hand, it's putting the spotlight on an organization or event in the community that offers assistance to folks who are in need. Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week we're learning about PACT Hawaii, Parents and Children Together Hawaii, from the PACT Family Peace Center, Ha'aheo Mansfield, Senior VP of Programs, and Norma Spearings, Community Relations Director. Aloha and welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Aloha. Aloha, Dave.
Ha'aheo, do you want to take a stab at letting people know what PACT Hawaii is all about?
Thank you. We have actually five large domains of service, domestic violence being one of them, early childhood education, child abuse and neglect, prevention and treatment, economic development and community development, and mental health support for adolescents and their families. So our DV programs, they're very famous. We're known for having the most comprehensive array of DV services in the state. We have a crisis line, for example, a shelter, a transition house, and we provide groups for batterers, victim witnesses, child witnesses. We have a full array of services for that population. And you look at our mission, and embedded in that is that notion of partnership. So I'm not doing something to someone, I'm doing the service with them. Mm. And when we go and begin the path, the journey together, we're doing it as partners.
Norma, talk a little bit about, if you can kind of elaborate on, if you're listening and you are in crisis, what are some of the areas that you're able to help people out?
I think, as Ha'aheo mentioned, we have early child education. We have our Head Start and early Head Start programs, so people can come and call 847-3285 and get information about getting their children into our Head Start program. And this is for low-income families. We have other programs, such as our economic development program. And this is really to help people find jobs, but they also have business startup. To me, it's one of my favorite programs, because with business startup, they work together with the people to find out what are their barriers.
Right.
In order to overcome those barriers to start their own business.
What are their strengths, too? Because you're nurturing
exactly.
something in them that they obviously are passionate about themselves.
Part of our tradition has been to hire our clients. We want to hire back those people who we've trained, and so they can train more families and more families.
And it's got to be a difficult circumstance talking about domestic violence. Some people, it's probably awkward for them to even get help. It's something where it's going to send big vibrations through their entire family if they stand up to some circumstance they're going
Correct.
Through. I mean, it really brings a lot of responsibility to get help for yourself in these cases.
Yes. Yes, exactly. There's a lot of shame involved, lots of denial. You know, the one thing I have to say about, especially our services for men who batter, we really try to demonstrate as much aloha and respect for them and have an understanding of their historical bringing up, how it was in your family, how it was in your grandparents' home. Because oftentimes, these kinds of behaviors are generational.
Right.
We really try to have the men understand, you learn this after years and years and years. You've learned this as the typical way of how to be a man in your family. What we're telling you is it's against the law. It will not get you the love you want and desire. And it's important that you learn a different skill. It's about really asking the question of men, is this working for you? Do your children look at you with respect? Or is everybody in fear of you?
And can you look at yourself with respect?
Exactly. Exactly.
So what are some ways we can help you guys out?
One of it is always a food drive. I mean, we have our two shelters, transitional house and our domestic violence shelter. So food, as long as it's non-perishable food, would be fantastic. Linens, towels, school supplies, toiletries, things that the women and children also can take with them when they leave the shelter. I think for most of these families, when they come to our shelter, they might just come with the clothing
on their,
on their back.
Sure.
Being able to give them their own brand new pillowcase and toiletries, but again, also when they leave the shelter, to have something to take with them.
That's so humbling.
We even have maybe tutoring. We have teen programs, both in Halawa and at Kuhio Park Terrace. So if you have a tutoring skill, we could certainly use experts there. And I think a lot of people know about this on the radio. We have our spring event where we have our Keiki Day with the newspaper.
Right.
So we're looking for lots and lots of volunteers for that one particular day. It's usually the second Wednesday in May.
When people want to help out, the numbers that I have here, 847-3285, packedhawaii.org.
I think it's important that the public understands that there's no one agency that does it all.
Mm-hmm.
We do it all together.
Yeah.
So we thank Hawaii Public Radio. We thank all of our partners, our community, other not-for-profits and businesses. Banks help. Other foundations help. Everyone can help if we all do it together.
847-3285, packedhawaii.org online. Ha'aheo Mansfield, Senior VP of Programs, and Norma Spearings, Community Relations Director, were my guests today on Helping Hand. I really appreciate what you guys are doing, and thanks for coming and sharing it with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.